Karen, are we there?
We are live on the air on TFR. Now, I had this whole thing drawn up to intro you, but that's completely out of the window. We are live on the air right now. Thank you for hanging out. Say hello to Truth Frequency Radio. Welcome back to the Infinite Fringe, Max Egan.
It's a pleasure to be here, brother. Thanks for asking me on. Yeah, interesting connection problems there. I've been having that a lot lately when I try to get onto radio shows. Interesting how that works.
Everybody's been having it a lot because Skype absolutely sucks serious balls, Mr. Egan. That's the thing here. And I just finished telling everyone how this artificial intelligence that we're building to replicate God's creation is just faulty. It's not 100%. It is not optimum in its operation. It is a piece of crap, as you can tell with Skype. This is what it is. It's just not working properly. But before we get into the mechanisms of slavery, which we will get into, I want to talk about the actual slavery. We are all slaves throughout these United States of America and throughout the world. And you're going to tell me, well, maybe around the world, yeah, but not here in the States, not over in developed Europe. Absolutely not. There is a difference between a house slave and a field slave. And I know you guys have heard that before. The United States, we are the ultimate house slaves. You know, we sleep next to the master. We do things like the master. We get to dress up. We get to go on vacations. But we are still slaves nonetheless. There is no one walking this earth that is not a slave to this reality. Max Egan, give me your thoughts on it real quick.
Well, it's true. It's true. I mean, we're not free. We're free range. You know, the whole system itself, it's so far from what humankind should be doing. The whole concept of nations and government and everything, it's so far from what we should be doing. And it's people are so blinded to it, you know. It's just this reality that they've come to accept, this need to pay to be alive, this economically driven world, which is just destroying the world and further locking people down into this control mechanism, which is getting worse and worse and worse and more totalitarian as it gets smarter and smarter. And that's the way we're going. It's a very, very dystopian future we're being led into. And people are accepting it all and thinking it's freedom. That's the scary part about it, is it's so backwards. And all the tech that people think is freeing them up is actually enslaving them into this system that is absolutely going to be almost inescapable if we allow it to be rolled out to its completion. It really is.
It is a deeper form of enslavement. It is the end game. I just finished saying Crow 777 covered some of this during his show. This is it. People have been warning about the New World Order. People have been warning about the Illuminati and all this stuff for a long, long time, and talking about, oh, this is the end game. That's the end game. No. And I know it might sound redundant and repetitive. I truly believe that this is the end game. It is the borderline between humanity and an artificial form of human life, if we can even call it human. Well, let me get this quote out of the way real quick before I get to you, Mr. Egan. None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. And that's what's going on with us right now. We think we're free. We're not free. We're free range. Like Mr. Egan said, we are chickens in this hen farm called Earth. Go ahead, Mr. Egan.
Well, we are, and where we're being led with this, the smart grid and the cashless society, these new Amazon shops, you just scan your phone when you walk in, pick up whatever you want off the shelf, it registers that you've picked it up. As soon as you pick it up, it registers it that you've picked it up. You can put it, decide you don't want it. I saw an ad the other day, decide you don't want it, put it back on the shelf, it takes it back off, it knows that you've put it back on the shelf. All this sort of stuff. So this whole digital grid and with social crediting that comes with it, you know, we're getting to a point where you won't be able to think outside of the box at all. Any information that you're researching, if you want to, doesn't matter what rabbit hole you've got your head down, you might be researching the mud flood, you might be someone who thinks the earth is flat, you might be someone who is researching vaccines or researching the Holocaust or researching World War II or researching anything. If what you're searching for does not agree with the government line, by simply even searching for it on Google, you'll lose social credit points. and you'll find that you'll lose purchasing power when you lose social credit points. And if you lose social credit points, so will your immediate family also be penalized for your actions. That's the way they've got it rolled out in China. And when they can track everything you do, every cent that you spend your money on, and in China they're doing things like if you, when you're, the stuff you put in your trolley in the supermarket affects your social credit points. If you're buying too much alcohol, for example, they might perceive you to be an unreliable type of person, so you'll lose a couple of credit points for buying too much alcohol. You'll gain more credit points for buying things that they think are good, like nappies and such. Oh, this is a responsible person. A couple more social credit points for them. And they're getting rated on a scale of 1 to 800. So this is the way it is, and you want to be up around the 800 mark to be able to have access to all these sorts of VIP areas. And they're putting it in situations where if you've got high credit points, you'll have access to everything and even VIP areas, and if you have low credit points, you'll hardly be able to take a step anywhere. You just won't be allowed into certain buildings. You won't be allowed to purchase things. So this is the way it's going. And when they attach this to a social crediting system, which is also based on your Google search results, and you've got things like smart appliances in your home. There's microphones in your refrigerator, in your toaster, in your smart kettle, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in your digital clock. All these things have microphones. They hear you saying things. The algorithm picks up on words that you're thinking outside the box. You drop a couple of social credit points in real time. Now you wake up in the morning, you find you've lost 3 social credit points because of a conversation you had with your wife in bed last night. You might have been discussing something the government didn't like, and everything is listening to you. So with this type of system that is being put in place, it will be impossible for anyone to think outside the box. It will be impossible for anyone to continue the research that they're doing now. They will be penalized for doing so, and all dissenters will be squeezed out of the system and become undesirables in society, end up in the smart prison system. That's how they get rid of people. And the government will be able to do anything it wants. I mean, no one can question the government on any form for anything at all, because if they do, they'll be deducted social credit points, so will their family. So it gives the government the ability to do absolutely anything it wants to do. It will eliminate any creation of genius, anybody having new ideas, any information that, you may think the world's all messed up, but you can't search for that information because it won't be there. And even if you do search for it, you'll get penalized for even putting that search into Google. So this is where we're going.
We've got issues.
We've got issues. We've got problems. And if the independent media doesn't get some focus on this and stop arguing and stop keeping their head down these rabbit holes and trying to lead other people down rabbit holes and hacking anybody down who doesn't think like them, then we are screwed. We really are. We've got a lot of people in the independent media who are doing a lot of good stuff, but we need to get some focus on our immediate surroundings and deal with what is being rolled out. Because if we don't deal with it, and this whole Chinese system will be online by 2020. That's 14 months away,
Yeah. So we lost, you and I, right now, about roughly 776 social credit points.
For even having this conversation,
about,
exactly.
Yeah, so, just right now, we just got knocked out just a ton right now. So, yeah. But it's fine. We can build it back up.
Now,
we'll be okay.
But people are looking at this and saying, oh, this is China. It's never going to happen here. You've got to understand the Chinese people, a lot of them want this too. They think it's a good idea. Jesus. It will make them feel safe. They like being tracked everywhere they go. It's crazy.
Oh,
and well, they're saying, well, this is a Chinese system. It will never come here. Well, have a look at the new news report coming out from Apple. Apple is now retrieving data from all Apple devices, and it's giving your device a trust score, okay? A trust score on your device, on what you're listening to, whether it's a trustworthy search you're doing. So they're starting to put these scores on Apple products now, okay, with the trust score. This is what in China they've got social trust cards, like an identity card with a trust score on it that you log into everywhere you go, which gives you a trust score. And you've got your rating up there on the screen and everything. It's like that Black Mirror episode where everyone can see each other's ratings and all that sort of stuff. This is exactly what they're rolling out in China. So Apple's doing it now in Western countries. So once they can put all this to, like when they get it to a point where, okay, you need an identity card, all they have to do is attach to that identity card your digital bank account. Well, seeing as how you've got this identity card, may as well use it as a bank card as well. It'll be easier to shop if you've only got one card. And then we attach all your Google search information to it, attach all your social profile information to this identity card. And we eventually we'll have to give you a trust score. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And it's being rolled out in all countries. It's just they're trialing it in China. They're making it very obvious. They're advertising it everywhere and how dystopian it is. But they're, if you read the articles, they're also showing how the people like it and how she'll feel safer and all this sort of stuff. So there's all subliminals and, you know, all NLP in the way they're presenting it to people. And now they're bringing out identity cards, and now you see Apple doing trust devices, and oh yeah, it's all leading in the same direction in all of our countries. So we've got to pay attention to this, Billy. We really, really do. The independent media has to get some focus. There's got to be a point where we look at all these rabbit holes and agree that all of these mysteries exist because they've been put there for us to keep us distracted, and they all exist because we are not free. And we're getting to a point now where we're going to be, we're becoming less free by the minute, and very soon, even searching for these mysteries and having these ideas is going to get you landed in a smart prison because we didn't deal with our surroundings on the way. We haven't looked at what the internet is really about. The international net. What is a web? What is the World Wide Web? What do webs do? It's been a phishing operation from the beginning. But through it all, it's given us the ability to connect and to mount some decisive action. And all we've really got to do to be decisive is to stop complying with our own slavery and start questioning authority and spreading information to people in the right way. Stop being so conspiratorial about it all, you know?
But here's the deal, right? You talked about China. And a few things on China. China shut down thousands of websites in a cleanup campaign most recently. They're already doing that. But you also said that the Chinese people, probably not all of them, but the majority of them, are accepting these things and want these things. And it's kind of the design for them to want it. It's like Brave New World, where they conditioned the kids from birth to have certain behaviors. So you weren't forced to do these things, but it was kind of like you were nudged in that direction, or you were made to be inclined towards that direction. And that way it still looks like your choice. It's like, okay, I am free. It is my choice. I want to be safe. I want the government to do this for me. This is my choice. When the whole time your emotions were manipulated to lead you down that road, and you're not free at all, and you're actually making yourself even more imprisoned as time goes on with this whole artificial bullcrap. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all been about. It's, you know, all through the fear of terrorism and all this sort of stuff. It's, you know, it's manipulation of perception is what it is. You know, manipulation of what people think reality is and what they think they need to protect them. You know, but even with what's going on in China, and with what's going on in our countries as well, with all this smart stuff, you know, when it gets to the point where it's all smart and you can't use cash and it's all smart and you don't have a choice in it, it's going to be very difficult for you to live out in the country in a farming situation and be away from a major city. You're going to need all of that tech around in order to be able to get access to food and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, you're going to be kind of enslaved to the tech in many ways. And in China, you know all the ghost cities they've got in China, these huge cities that are unoccupied, you know, dozens of them built all through China, scores of them anyway. All of these cities, these are starting to be occupied by farmers and stuff. They're moving people out of the farming areas and telling them they must go and live in these cities. And they're just basically rounding them up and forcing them to go live in the cities. A lot of them just hate it, and they go back to their farming areas to find that the whole area has been bulldozed and decimated. Their house is gone. The government's just reclaimed all the land. So they're forcing people into these city situations. And I think they're doing this because they plan on a big cull as well. You know, I mean, the human race has been culled. We're being exterminated. We're under attack from so many levels when you look at it. You know, the fluoride in the water, the spraying in the sky, the poisons in the food, the vaccinations, everything they're doing to make us sick, everything possible to make us sick. And they can do it better when we're in concentrated areas. It also promotes the concept of overpopulation when the world is not overpopulated at all. Just get on a plane and go for a fly around, or get in a car and go for a drive. There's nobody anywhere. You know, there's so much vacant land on Earth, it's ridiculous. So, you know, we're just badly managed on purpose. And we're all being pushed into these cities. And this is what this tech's going to do as well in all of our countries. It's all going to push us more and more into the city areas, and more into areas where we can have good signal and be, you know, have the technology around us that we need to survive. So it all leads towards the same things. But it's an ultimate slavery system that we're heading into. And it's so important that people pay attention. And I seriously believe that the whole situation is not irreversible. It's not, you know, the fat lady hasn't sung yet. We can still turn this around. And a lot of this tech we're using could still be really good. And we have enough people in the independent media that if we can get some focus, put all of our baggage down with each other, and just pay attention to this situation and get some focus on it, we'll turn the ship of state around. We'll turn it in a different direction. But we've got to get some focus,
Absolutely. I want to get into the causes for the slavery, into the tools that the powers that be are using to enslave us. Excuse me, guys. In the second half of the show, we have about 4 minutes left here on this side, and I'm sorry to everyone for the technical difficulties, and we missed a bit of the show in the beginning, but we're here now, so thank you for sticking around. The mechanisms of control are many, but it all comes down to one. And we're not keeping our eye on it because we're distracted. And we're distracted on so many different fronts, Max. You know, so many different things. We have sports. We have excessive sex, right? Not that sex is a bad thing. Sex is a beautiful thing. But look at the way it's paved. It's a beautiful and very pleasurable thing. But look at the way it's pushed. Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. Look at the way it's put together there. It's just promiscuity. You know, and they don't have to reproduce in that manner. Reproduction has been taken out of the equation. There was an article that came out not too long ago, a few days ago, actually, talking about how they were able to produce a human egg from blood now. Scientists have been able to do this. I think it was scientists in Japan, were able to produce this. And now the egg isn't able to become a baby yet, but they're well on their way towards doing this. Even more of a distraction. You understand what I'm saying? They're wrapping us into this prison system more and more as time goes on. Give me your thoughts on that, Max.
Oh, they are. Like they've been doing this with stem cells as well, like manufacturing artificial sperm with stem cells. So they can, you know, they've got ectogenesis chambers they're working on, which are artificial wombs. So, you know, they can eliminate parents altogether and create the type of children that they want to create. And we are distracted on so many levels. That's what all the wars are about. All these wars that are endless, which we can never heal. You know, the situation in Israel and Palestine, which will never, ever be healed, which is there just to keep us arguing and wanting to heal it, when we can't do anything about it because we're not going to heal it by screaming about that situation. What we've got to do is deal with the criminal cacistocracy, which is masquerading as government, which is running this world, you know, and the higher power that they serve. And you know, you can debate whatever that higher power is and argue with your friends about it all you like, whatever your belief system is, but ultimately none of us know. Nobody can really say for sure. You know, so what we've got to do is deal with the facade that is in front hiding that power, which is government, and realize that they are only able to get away with what they do because we comply with their actions. We believe they can lord over us. It's a handful of people, and there's billions and billions of us. And if we stop being so divided, we can deal with this situation. You know, we really can. And we've got to see the systems of control. We've got to see how much under attack we are. And grow a backbone and stand up for yourself. And people have got to, you know, get some unity. We really do. And like I said, I really believe the independent media can do it if we can just get some focus and put all of our stuff down with each other and realize it doesn't matter what anybody believes. It's just they've had access to different information. It doesn't matter. You know, and what we've got to do is face the reality that we live in a prison farm and it's being locked down very, very quickly. And if we don't pay attention now, very soon we're not going to be able to continue our research because this whole thing has been a fishing operation. And, you know, we've got to deal with it. The time has come for people to stand up and deal with it and stop complying with this system.
Incredible. We have a minute left, Max. Tell everyone on Truth Frequency Radio where they can find you.
You'll find all my stuff on thecrowhouse.com. You'll find links to my YouTube channel there, my Steemit account, all that sort of stuff. It's a completely free website. There's no subscriber section. There's almost 2,000 pages of stuff there now, a lot of information. And you'll find access to all my stuff on that website, thecrowhouse.com.
Crowhouse.com. Make sure you go over there and take a look, read what they got going on, and make sure you stick around for the second half of the Infinite Fringe, where we will detail to you the mechanisms of slavery, ladies and gentlemen. Not that you don't already know it, but it's good to put it out there anyway, because we need to take into account what's going on with each and every one of us. This is the Infinite Fringe. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. Hit me up, theinfinitefringe@gmail.com, and stay right here on TFR every Sunday. We got Crow 777 SMQ debut today. Go check him out. Got Max Egan on after us. He will not be on after us. Brooks Agnew will be on after us. Check us out, all right? Take it easy. Bye-bye. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Infinite Fringe. My name is Billy Ray Valentine, straight out of New York City. How's everybody doing today? Thank you for sticking around for the second half of the show. I got Max Egan with me. We're talking slavery. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. That is very true. That was Bob Marley. What did he know back then? I mean, so many people were able to point out what was happening, and they weren't breaking it down into terms of artificial intelligence, but it was still and is still relevant today, which is crazy to me how visionary some of these people were. And when I was in school, they drilled the American version of slavery into my head, African-American struggle and the slavery. And while that was a bad period, there was slavery all over the world. But they didn't teach me that, you know, and that was part of the division. That's part of the division that they're having us go through. Slavery is a big thing. And not only that, we are still slaves today. And that's the most devastating part of it. Even if you're not being physically whipped and you're not picking cotton 24/7, you are still a slave. You're still a slave, and it's mental. Mental slavery is the worst type of slavery. Check this out. I have found that to make a content slave, it is necessary to make a thoughtless one. He must be able to detect no inconsistencies in slavery. He must be made to feel that slavery is right. And he can be brought to that only when he ceases to be a man. That's Frederick Douglass, and that is prophetic, because we are trading in our humanity for this AI. Frederick Douglass wasn't applying that to what's going on now, but it's still relevant today. Come on, Max.
It is. We are absolute slaves in this system, and a lot of it, you know, we have no concept of who we are or where we come from or what our potential is. And that's what this system has done. You know, something I've been looking at recently has been the fact that all of our history has been changed. And what I've discovered is a root language that existed relatively recently, the language of Mudjar, which was through the Incas and the Philippines and Australian Aboriginals and everywhere. And that there's a very, very real possibility that we lived in a very, very peaceful world not too long ago. You know, all of our history is wrong. Even the concept of slavery, when you really travel around Europe and you travel around the world, the amount of mixture of races and things, I mean, if all these black people were taken everywhere as slaves, there's a lot of them. I mean, I think that the cultures were very different. Even the whole slavery, the question of slavery, when you look at the history of slavery, and like I said, it's even hard to know what is right in any of it anymore. The whole concept of it has been to create the division that we're seeing now, you know, because ultimately we are all slaves. I mean, there were certain times, I think, in history when certain races were exploited in order to create division. Which is exactly what we're seeing now in the Middle East. I mean, what we're doing to the Middle Eastern people, these people just generally hate the West, which is what this is being done for. I think a lot of what was done to the black races was been done specifically to create the animosity that we see now towards the white races, all about creating division. You know, and when you really can put it all aside and start thinking, well, all we really know is that which exists in living memory. All the rest of it is just stuff that's written in books. And, you know, when you look at it, they even tell you that they kept correcting the books. That's the word they use, correcting, to fit with the current history, the new version of history that they've figured out, in inverted commas again. You know, so, you know, they've changed everything. We've got no idea what happened in the past. And We've got no idea what the world was, but the concept that there was a peaceful society and that we weren't at war with each other for all these years the way we've been told is a very empowering concept, and you can actually find evidence for it everywhere. And to me, that's one of the main forms of slavery that's been put over us, is this cloud that they've put over our history, over our past. Because, you know, as said by, Marcus Garvey, he said, a man with no history is like a tree with no roots. You know, and that's what we all are. If we don't know where we came from, and all we've got is these things that are given us to us by the media to tell us what happened to make us all hate each other the way we do, well, how do we know any of it's true? You know, how do we know anything that they tell us is true? Because when you look at this system, they lie to us about absolutely everything. The food they give us, they tell us is healthy, is bad for us. The fluoride they tell us is good for our teeth is poisoning us. The vaccines they tell us are keeping us healthy are killing us. Now, everything is backwards. Every single thing they tell us is backwards. All the wars are manufactured. It's not the enemies who they are. So why on earth would we think that anything they've told us about history is true? I mean, really, you've got to put it on that level and look at it. And to me, it's hugely empowering to look at this and realize that even when I look at all these Roman buildings that exist, you know, all our government buildings in all of our countries, they're all these old stone Roman buildings. Are we to assume Australia, which was colonized in 1770, that when the first ships arrived, they came here and they had stonemasons with them, and the first thing these guys did was go out and build these big quarries and grab all these stones and build these huge stone government Roman-looking government buildings? Is that the first thing the colonizers did when they got here? Because these are some of the oldest buildings in the country, and what are they doing there? Why are they in every country? Why are they in Japan before the Westerners got there? Why were there Roman-style government buildings in these places? Because there was one worldwide culture that existed not too long ago. I'm really seeing this as being a possibility. And free electricity existed as well. There were buildings that were designed to harvest energy. We lived in a very, very different world not too long ago, Billy. I'm convinced of it from my recent travels, the last 19 months that I did traveling around the world. And the hiding of this history, I think, has been one of the hugest forms of mind control that's been put over us, and the creation of all these nations and putting all these people against each other, when really it's just governments that are playing off each other against each other. It's all one big mechanism. All these governments are like one big crime family. None of the people in any of the countries want to go to war with anybody. If they do, it's just because they're egged on by their political view that the government's given them, which is mind control in itself. But left to their own devices, nobody would be having war. It's all governments. It's all manufactured, the whole thing. You know, and realizing this is a huge, hugely empowering thing, I think, for people. It's a huge part of the control grid. It's something that people need to consider.
Realizing it is breaking down of the division. It's pulling a part of a wall down, or just adding another piece to the puzzle. That is this reality. Is analyzing it for yourself. And while you may not always come to the right conclusion, at least you've put in the research to come up with your own conclusion, and you're not buying what you're being told, because we just simply cannot trust it. The division was there from the beginning. They want us at each other's throats. They're still doing it today through the television set. They're still doing it today through the media. And we want to talk about the tools used for control, the tools used for slavery. The media is one of them. We have these smartphones in front of us that people are developing addictions to. There's addictions to social media, Max. People can't get off of Facebook. They can't get off of Twitter. They've developed this addiction that centers on the pleasure zone in people's brains. So it's like heroin. It's like addictions to sex. It's all this sugar, same stuff. Is this AI, this is what it's become. We've centered in on this, and we continue to look for the notifications. Oh, did somebody like what I had to say?
Well, it's,
How many people are following me on Twitter? Come on, give me something.
Yes, it's dopamine is what it is. When you get a like, it's a little dopamine buzz you get. Even when you click an icon on your smartphone, a little event happens, a little window opens up. It's a little dopamine thing that happens in your brain. So we're measuring life by the amount of pleasure we receive from each moment, because people are addicted to dopamine. That's why they're always on their phone clicking and doing things and scrolling, because every time they do it, it's more dopamine. That's the way they do it, and that's why they do it that way. And, yeah.
I believe this is by design, Max.
Oh, it is. Absolutely, it's by design. And, you know, they
I believe
talk
it's
about
by
it,
design, yeah.
Yeah, when you talk about it, the whole concept of scrying mirrors, you know, the black mirrors, the scrying mirrors where you can see the future and the past and all this sort of stuff, you know. The show I did a couple of years ago called Giving Life to Lucifer, I really recommend people go and listen to that. And I'm not a religious person, but I talked about Lucifer being the bearer of light, light being information, what brings us more information than anything else, the internet, and how this is what the Lucifer system is, and all the warnings that were left for us with the talk about scrying mirrors and sigils and all of this sort of stuff, and electricity and all that sort of stuff. I covered it all in that show. I recommend people go and listen to that. But that's a huge part of the distraction. But also the economic system, the fact that people are kept, you know, here's your little house, put a fence around it, here's your family, now you have to reach this particular social level. Now you've got to get out there on the treadmill, and we give you all this stuff to hold you back. We tax you, we do all this stuff. Make sure you can only ever get so far ahead, never really get ahead, never actually get receive full payment for what work you're putting out there. We take it all, we tax you on everything, raise the prices, keep you struggling, and you're always competing with the neighbors, so you're never really going to get along with them because they may have a different political viewpoint to you. And even with Google now, the way they're censoring and tailoring information, like, you know, the recommendations they'll give you depending on what you search for. If the guy next door searches for different things, then they'll give him different recommendations. And if both of you hear about the same news article and you both search for that news article, you'll get different results based on what you've searched for before. So you're not even getting the same information. So how can you have any reasonable or rational debate when you both think you're informed on the same issue when you've got different information from different sources depending on what you've searched for before? Because that's the way the algorithm works. Very clever. All designed to keep people distracted, keep people at loggerheads with each other, while they spend their lives running out in these situations of work doing absolutely nothing, thinking it's actually important. People get out there and run around, do all this stuff, deliver these things, and, you know, all this, it means nothing. It's nothing to do with life. It's nothing to do with you becoming a better person or getting along with your family or being a human being. You're caught up in this rat race, running around, doing all these things. Before it was digital, it was just people doing office work. I remember driving through the town with my son when he was about 6 years old, and we looked up at all the big buildings, and the internet was only just starting to come on the line then. And he looked at me and said, "What are they doing in all these buildings, Dad?" I said, "They move paper, son. That's what they do. They just move paper around. People write things on paper, and someone picks it up and mails it somewhere, and then someone picks that paper up and puts it somewhere else, and then someone grabs that and shows it to someone, and they put it on a desk, and eventually they burn it all and whatever and shred it, but they just move paper. They just go to work, and they move paper around, and if they're not moving paper, they're moving boxes full of stuff around to sell it to people to convince them to buy stuff that they don't really need." You know? And that's what our system is. And that's what we do every day. We run around creating stuff that we don't need and buying things that we don't need and convincing people to buy things that they don't need. And it's ridiculous. And that's what keeps us distracted. We do it all so we can climb higher on this social ladder because we believe we are our stuff around us. And we are what our house looks like. We are the size of our front door, you know. It's ridiculous. And it's got nothing to do with being a human being. None of it, you know.
You don't want that corner office. Is that what you're trying to tell me with the window view outside
exactly.
of it that you don't want it? Come on. Like,
yeah.
Really? I want that.
Yeah, exactly. You get to, look how far I've got in my life. I've got a bigger office than you with a better view of this mess that we live in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's freaking laughable.
It is. So that is the distraction. People have no sense of self. And so they can't connect with the people around them, and the whole system is designed that way because everyone's kept in scarcity, which is what money's for. Money isn't there to give you wealth. It's there to limit your access to things. Now, we live in a world of abundance, but you can't go and grab that tomato that's growing there because you have to pay some guy for it, and you're not allowed to grow the tomato yourself. You know, it's ridiculous. They're even banning gardens in New Zealand now. They're spraying the whole country with 1080. 44,000 tons of 1080 they sprayed on New Zealand last year to eliminate bugs, they say. And no one's allowed to grow any gardens. And New Zealand has the highest cases of motor neuron disorder per capita in the world. Nothing to do with the 44,000 tons of 1080 we sprayed over this tiny island of New Zealand last year. I mean, you know, what are our governments doing, and why are we letting them get away with it? And this is the state of our world, and they all work together, and it's about time we wake up to ourselves. It really is, and started calling these people out for what they are doing and questioning their authority. You know, they cause harm. All governments do is cause harm. All this legislation causes harm. You know, and didn't we create a legal system to prevent the causation of harm and to provide remedy when harm is caused? So how is it now that government is able to legislate that it can cause harm? Because that's all it does. And if we question it, we get told that we're conducting hate speech and all this sort of stuff. Even telling me that I'm conducting hate speech for thinking outside the box, that itself is hate speech. It's hate speech against intelligence. It's hate speech against free thought. You know, they have no right to do any of the things we're doing, but they get away with it because, you know, not many people have backbone enough to call it out. But they should.
Well, we let them. You know? We think we're free. That's the problem. We think that we get to choose and turn off and turn on, and Democrat and Republican and liberal and conservative. All of this is a bunch of nonsense.
You nailed it. You nailed it then when you said we think we get the freedom of choose because that's what we've got. We've got freedom of choice. That's what we've got. We can choose which corrupt entity to rule our lives or which piece of poison to go and buy from the store. We don't have any freedom, but we have freedom of choice of which form of slavery we wish to comply with. But people don't see that. They see that as freedom, being able to buy this particular outfit or being able to wear this particular piece of jewelry or buy this particular car. That's not freedom at all. It's freedom of choice. You know, the fact that you can't just go and do what you want to do. You got passports, and you got to do all this stuff we got to do just to try to be a human being. And whatever you want to do, you got to pay to do it. That's not freedom. That's slavery.
Absolutely. You have to ask for permission to do everything. You have to ask for permission to own a pet here in New York City. Don't know if you guys knew that, but if you wanted a dog, you have to get permission from the government to do it. You have to get permission to get married. You have to get permission to buy a home. You have to get permission for everything. This means you are not free. You are not a free human, not to mention that very soon you're not going to be human to begin with, which negates all of this crap, because that's the way we're going. We want to talk about the religion of peace, right? The religion of peace report. Let's talk about the religion of AI. When you guys are worried about the immigrants that are coming in, taking your jobs, let's worry about the artificial intelligence that's coming in to take your jobs. Let's worry about that, because that is the end game. That is the end game. We are not free.
That's what they'll end up doing to human consciousness. I mean, that's what they're doing with this whole transgender push and all that sort of stuff. You know, the report that I saw recently said there's a 200% increase in transgender kids in school, right? This is since teachers have been told to look and try to spot, the wording was potential transgender students, potential transgender students, not people who are displaying signs of transgenderism, but potential transgender students. So these are kids that we can convince that they want to be the other sex, you know. And it's just wimpifying everybody, getting to a point where there is no breeding, so it all becomes AI. And in that sort of a situation, you know, you're not going to want to be a human being eventually. It'll be very, very attractive to upload your consciousness into a mainframe, to do something like the neural net, you know, and that's where we're going. And that would be a very, very frightening world to live in, but that's the way we're being led. I mean, it's all about the extermination of humankind, you know, and if humankind is culled on a massive scale, they're going to want to capture some of that consciousness in a mainframe before they do it. You know, and they've got underground bases and all sorts of stuff. I mean, I think they've done this before. I think this is a repeating cycle that they do. They have technology that we just simply cannot imagine. I don't even think the technology we're using now has been this gradual thing, climb from the Industrial Revolution the way they told us. I think they've always had it. They just present it that way so we can see the gradual rise of this technology. But they do it over these cycles. Agreed. And they've had all this technology all along. They've got technology that far supersedes anything we've got now, stuff that we can't even imagine. I think they probably have the ability to create worldwide cataclysms, all sorts of things, and they can very easily wipe out populations at whim. And that's why they're pushing everybody into these concentrated city areas, because it's very easy to exterminate people when they're collected in pockets of areas together. That's why I think they're pushing all the people into these cities in China. That's what I think Agenda 21 is about as well. It isn't just getting people into cities so they can be controlled. It's getting people into cities so they can be exterminated.
Jesus.
There's a massive cull coming. I really think this is what's happening.
How did we come to the point where we're policing ourselves, Max? How did we come to the point where we are doing the work of those who seek to harm us? How did we come to that point?
Through fear. Through fear. It's the most useful mechanism. You know, the fear of terrorism, the fear of anybody who thinks outside of the box, and the blind belief that government is there to protect you. When all these governments work together to manufacture these situations together, it's the same in every country you go to. The people in that country live in fear of the people over the border coming to invade them, but they also live in fear of their own governments everywhere. And nobody wants war. And when two governments decide they're going to war with each other, they never bomb the government buildings, they bomb all the people. Look at the war in Syria. They say they want to take out Assad. They've been bombing Syria for 4 years now, three or four years. They say they want to take out Assad. Why haven't they bombed the presidential palace and taken out Assad? They've turned
Very
the
simple,
to rubble.
Right?
They've turned the whole town to rubble, the whole place. They've destroyed all the infrastructure. They've destroyed all the ancient history. What they're doing is destroying the past. So what they've done in everywhere they've gone, they've made sure to destroy the ancient temples, destroy any trace of the past, any trace of this civilization that I was talking about, this peaceful culture that once existed on this earth, that I'm finding traces of everywhere, and I'm finding evidence to support this everywhere, and I'm finding a lot of other people who are coming to the same conclusion. Even the Russian researcher Anatoly Fomenko, who said that they've added 1,000 years to our history, the Dark Ages didn't exist. This makes perfect sense. You can look at the Russians say that the Slavics and the Russians say that before the revolution, they had their old calendar, which would indicate that this year that we're in now is the year 7,525. You've got the Hebrew calendar, which is in the 5,000s. Our calendar is in the 2018. According to Fomenko, that should be around about 1,018. We have no idea where we are or when we are. We have no real idea of what our history is. Now, this ancient civilization that I'm talking about that existed quite recently, which its main base was very likely Great Tartaria in Europe, no one's even heard of Tartaria. It's been expunged from all the maps, and yet you can get maps from the 1600s, 1700s, which show an area called Great Tartaria that took up most of northwestern Europe or northeastern Europe, in central Europe, western Russia. So, you know, all of our history has been changed. We have no idea what even year we're in. We have no idea what is in our history books. We have no idea about any of it. And, we're in this, on the cusp right now where, you know, all this has been about extermination leading to this point. And like I said, I think they do it over cycles. I think they've done it before. I think the world is very, very different. I think our history is very different. I think there have been races that existed on this earth very different to what we believe, stuff that we would think was the stuff of myths. I know this is right out there for people, but this is just where my research has led. And, you know, if you're prepared to think outside of the box and not have any stake in the outcome, well, as they say, you know, once you've eliminated all possibilities, you know, the obvious must be the truth. And this is what I'm saying. So it's important that we pay attention, Billy. It really is. And I've been doing everything I can to try to unite this independent media. We can look at all the stuff that's coming, we can see the AI, we can be in fear of it, and we can scream out about it, or we can really step back and look at the whole situation and think about where our focus should be and how to deal with it. You know, the world is run by criminals. It's run by an international criminal cabal masquerading as government, which is in place in every single country. They all work together, and it's about time we acknowledge that fact, because there is billions of us, and all we have to do is stand up and say no. We don't want to do this anymore. We can see this for what it is. We don't want to do it anymore. We're not going to be your slaves anymore. We don't want war anymore. But there only needs to be one international law. If we're going to have a UN, an international legal system, there only needs to be one international law. That is that war is illegal. And any country who wages war or any politician or media personality who promotes war gets arrested. That's the only international law we need. Let's do that. You know, and there's enough people to stand up and say this is what we want. The will of the people. And if the government won't do the will of the people, then the government has ceased to be relevant and no longer serves the people and has no right to exist, because the government is made up of people the same as us. It's just that we forget that.
We do forget it. Max Egan, tell everybody where they can find you. We've got a minute left. Come on.
You can find me on thecrowhouse.com. It's been a pleasure to come and talk to you again, Billy. Happy to come on and have a chat anytime. I've been scaling down the interviews lately because I've got a lot on, but it's good to come and have a talk, and we'll do it again soon.
It's good to have you on, and it's good to talk to someone that shares my disgust. And I don't even know what to say anymore about this, man, but it's true. Let's figure this out. Let's figure this out, guys. Let's get together. Let's stop with the distractions and let's think about what's going to happen and how we're going to avoid it. It's the best I can tell you right now. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. Make sure you stick around right here on TFR for everybody else we got going on. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Thank you, everybody over at theinfinitefringe.podbeam.com. Thank you, everybody, at hackerhameen.podbean.com. I appreciate each and every last one of you. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys tune in next week. You know, and I am going to continue to cover different subjects and continue to maybe even do the fun conspiracies. I want to do the Paul is dead thing. I love it. I did it once before, but we could do some deep cuts. But I'm really getting to the point where, man, I think I just got to cover this. Because it's time's running out, man, and it's just getting at that for me, and that's what I'm gonna concentrate on, I think, man. But for now, thank you for taking a dive with me into the Infinite Fringe. My name is Billy Ray Valentine. Take it easy, guys. Bye bye.